اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Shaitan is not actually on the path. He doesn't actually have access to the path itself. There are two things he can do. He can stop us from reaching the path. So if we think of the sabil as those different routes that are going to connect us to the path, he can make us get trapped in our sabil, in those little roads, such that we don't recognize the path and we don't actually reach that path. That's one thing he can do. He can say that he can keep tempting us and distracting us such that we don't try moving onto the path and recognize what the sirat is. Another thing he can do is that if we have managed to actually get onto the path, then he can sit, but not on the path, he sits on the side of the path. And he tries to pull us off the path. He tries to distract us such that we come off the path after we have made it our way on it. But he doesn't have access to the path itself. He cannot be sitting on the path. Now how do we know this? We know this once again because of the Quran. Now let's take a look at this verse to see how. This is Shaitan speaking at the beginning. He says, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. This is after when he refused to bow down to Prophet towards Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and he is being removed from the heaven. لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He says, I will surely misguide them all, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, except your purified servants from them. And then Allah says, قَالَ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ عَلَيَّ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. In other words, those ibad, those servants who are the mukhlaseen, they are the ones who are on siratul mustaqim. And Shaitan himself is saying that I'm not going to be able to distract them. If they're on the path, I'm not going to be able to touch them. Yes, from the outside he may try whispering to us and calling us, but he can't actually have access to the path itself because those who are mukhlaseen, they're the ones who are on siratul mustaqim, and Shaitan himself has declared that he doesn't have access to them. Seen, innaka ala siratul mustaqim. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, and as a continuation of him, the Holy A'imma and the Ma'sumeen, they are the ones who are on the straight path. They are the ones who are the mukhlaseen, whom we are also trying to emulate and trying to reach that particular path. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to recognize this path of His, and we are able to stay on the path such that we can traverse it in whichever sabil that is ours, but making sure that we do not get distracted by this shaitan who pulls us off the path, such that we can make our way from the beginning, who is Allah, to the end, who is Allah, whilst we are being guided by Him and meeting Him on that path at every stage of the journey in more and more intense ways as we traverse the path.